Blog Talk Radio.
Hear me when I call, O Elohim of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that Yahweh has set apart him that is godly for himself. Yahweh will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still, Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Yahweh. There are many that say, who will show us any good? Yahweh, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Yahweh, only maketh me dwell in safety. This is to the chief musician on Niganoth, a psalm or a song of David Dawid. Shalom, 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 all praise, all honor, all glory be unto the Most High Yahweh forever and forever and ever. Hallelujah. Shalom, I am Yirmiyahu, Ben Yisrael, and you are in the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day, on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to just send a shout out now to our many listeners. The old bar that is growing. You know why? Because people are what? Have a thirst and a hunger for the words of the Most High Yah, because everything else has failed. And we have known and do know from reading and studying the word of Yah that everything shall fail. But Yah, there is no failure in the Most High Yah. My beloved brothers and sisters, and to those of other nations who want to take hold of Yah's what? Holy and mighty covenant. Hallelujah. We extend our greetings to you, you and yours, and we welcome you in on the Knowledge Suite every M day, every W day on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my beloved brothers and sisters and other people, these are the days of learning. These are the days of blessing. These are the days of enlightenment. We are learning things now that we've never been told. We are considering things now that we've never thought of. Hallelujah. And those of us who study and have been studying this word quite intensely for quite some time, this is a new thing now for most of us. Some of us, like yours truly, have been doing this for a long time. But guess what? I don't have all the answers. Why? Because it's not set up that way. We are a nation of Israel. Let me just explain something to you, because I've got to set up some groundwork on what we're going to talk about tonight. And that is, we're going to finally bring into your hearing and bring you what? The true story, the truth about tithing. The truth about tithing. This is not a story. This is not a fairy tale. This is not an adventure. This is a thing that, hallelujah, our ancestors were required to do in a certain place. We're going to bring all of this out because we know and we are aware that every Sunday morning or whenever, hallelujah, whenever your so-called church or congregation get together, there comes a period of time when the pastor or pastor's associates or whoever or whatever, whoever standing up there delivering the message, will have a time and period that they will call and say, bring ye the tithes into the storehouse. First they'll ask you, will a man rob God? Bring ye the tithes into the storehouse, they'll say. And then they'll go on to the scripture and say, yet ye have robbed me. When have we robbed you? In tithes and in offerings. In fact, we're going to start there in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. Yes, this is what we're going to get into tonight, yes. But let me just say this before we start. My beloved brothers and sisters, those of us out here that have knowledge, all we're doing is just sharing what we have, you know. We don't have no titles. No titles of distinction and all this type of stuff. We're just brothers and sisters who've studied, who know, and just want to share with you. Because we know a lot of you are afraid. Actually afraid because you've abided so long without a teaching priest. without a flag, you know, to symbolize, without an ensign. That's what a flag is, okay? Without a teaching priest, without any emblems or symbolizations of who you and I are. Who are we? First of all, who is the Creator? The Creator is the Most High Yahweh. You'll find his name written in many of your Bibles that you have. They hide it way back in the back. Some of them will put it in the preface because a lot of you all do not read the prefaces of most of the Bibles or books that you even read. Yes. So they hid it out of sight and made sure they hid it from us. Why? Because that is the name of our Heavenly Father. That is the name of the Mighty One, the Elohim, the El Roha, the El Elyon, the El Shaddai, and all the multiple titles that's attached to that one name. But he is the most powerful one, the only one that exists, and he is of Israel. He cares about one nation of people on this planet. Some of y'all don't say, no, that couldn't be. Look, I'm not here to argue or dispute with you on anything. Okay, you can think whatever you want to think. You can say whatever you want to say because some of y'all just talk too much anyway. You need to really take time to listen to yourself and listen to what you're saying, because when you try to interject your own intellect in the stuff, and when you really find out and really research what it is you're trying to say, you'll find out that you don't have much intelligence at all. So I don't have time to even argue with you or lose any sleep over what any of you all have to say in the first place. I'm just doing what I'm here to do, and that is to share this word with you. Take it or leave it. If you want it, you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to have it. If you want it, then absorb it. Listen to it. Take it in. Absorb it. Do something with it. Water it. Let it grow in you. Because one thing for sure, the words of the Most High Yahweh are going to stand forever. Nothing else is, but his words shall stand forever. Yes, we're going to get into now this tithing thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to start over in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, because since this is what you all are most familiar with, and this is what the preachers drill down your throat, every so-called S-U-N-D-A-Y, day-to-day of sun worship, yep, that's why it is called Sunday. This is the day that you actually worship in the S-U-N, that's right, the ball, the big fireball in the sky, which Yahweh commands us to never, never commands us to worship such a thing, or any of the objects in outer space, hallelujah, in the firmament, in the heavens, and the heavens above the heavens, which you don't know about those anyway, but Yah does, because he travels the heavens of heavens. Yes, let's start there, Malachi chapter 3. We're going to start laying a little groundwork since this is going to be our subject matter. We're going to lay some groundwork here, and we're going to get to the crux of this, because this may be a very long subject. So if you get bored at any time, just stop listening, because I even have more that we're going to bring into this, but I'm going to set the groundwork. And no audio bites tonight. The only audio bite you're hearing is the audio bite you're hearing right now, and that's my voice. Hallelujah. I am in teaching mode right now. And when I get into that, this is what I do. I love it. I'm dedicated to it. Hallelujah. Am I the only one? No. Yah is sending many fishers for his people in this day and time. Because why? The emphasis in the messages has always been and is to this very day unto Israel. It's to us first. We got to get us right first, see. Hallelujah, because we were put on this planet to be the what? The landlords and the what? The tenders of this planet. We are the earthly race of Elohim, small gods, if you will. Like I say, we're going to get into more of this too. Define and let you see just how important you are and what exactly what you are, because you are more than what you've been taught you are. Yes. Okay, without further ado, let's start. Again, I'm just laying the groundwork for tithing. We're dealing with tithing. First of all, before I go to Malachi chapter 3, let me identify what a tithe is or what that word means. It comes from the Hebrew word maaser. Maaser. That's spelled M-A. Do you have a slash or a dash there? M-A-A-S-E-R. That's M-A slash or dash A-S-E-R. It's pronounced maaser. Okay? What it means in Hebrew is tenth, actually one-tenth, the tenth of what? Of increase of substance of things that you grow. But we're going to deal with that part later. First of all, let's start over in the part that you're used to hearing anyway. And we're going to work our way backwards, forward. In other words, we're going to do a line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, as we are instructed to what? To deal with the words of the Most High Yah. We are not instructed to try to rightly divide no word of truth, because you can't divide the word. The word is already set up. You just have to have the wisdom and the skill to know how to go in there and put the pieces and parts together. Hallelujah. That's not called rightly dividing. It's called line upon line, precept upon precept. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, the true name of the prophet that this book was named after, because the word Malak actually means what? It means my messenger. Okay? Okay, we got a train in the background, but we're not going to be annoyed by the noises that these trains make, because they come by here all the time. Okay, now when you're dealing with the prophet in reference to his name is Malakia. I know you all been called, you know, you've been taught to call him or pronounce it Malachi, but it's Malakia. It means what? Yah's messenger, or a messenger of Yah. Why not? Look whose name is at the end of it. Yah's name. Malakia. Okay? Malakia. Hallelujah. Yah's messenger. Now, Malak means my messenger, but when you attach it, when you put it in the proper sense of saying or pronouncing it, by pronouncing it in terms of the name of a person, which happened to have been a Hebrew prophet, a man, Malak Yah, Yah's messenger, or messenger of Yah. Starting at chapter 3, hallelujah, we're going to start in at verse 6, which you're used to. Well, they don't even start in this part most of the time. They get right to verse 8, but we're going to read to verse 8. Look at this. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, man is called Jacob, are not consumed. The reason why we haven't gone anywhere as his mighty and great nation is because Yah changes not. His love is upon Israel, always have been and always will be. And we're going to see this as Yah brings us through things that we never even imagined, and bring us to places that we never thought we'd be. Because what? We've been captive, slaves, beat down, oppressed, called our name for a long time. But notice here, he said that he changed not. So whenever you go over to any book, be it New Testament or whatever, where it makes it look like he has changed from being the Yah he's always been, then you need to throw it in the trash, throw it in the garbage, because that is not him. Hallelujah. Yah's character is characterized by his word. See, his character, hallelujah, is consistent with his word. He doesn't change. He stays the same, has always been the same, and will always be the same. He's the mighty Yah. He can do that. Hallelujah. Verse 7, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances. Okay, look at what ordinances are because this has to do with law. It has to be what? The administration of law. Certain sections of law, not religion, law, which is government, and have not kept them. He says, return unto me and I will return unto you, saith Yahweh of hosts. Now that word host would be translated Sabaoth. Sabaoth, that means of hosts, of armies. But ye said, when shall we return? Then verse 8 asks a question. Will a man rob God? Will he rob Elohim? Will he rob God, as your Bible states? Yes, ye have robbed me. But ye say, when have we robbed thee? And he says, in tithes and offerings. And then he goes on to say, notice what we rob them in, tithes and offerings. We'll get to that. And I will break it down and teach you what tithes are. Like I say, we're just sitting the groundwork, but we're going to really get into this subject intensely, okay? Okay, we robbed them in tithes and offerings. I'm going to tell you how that happened and why, and part of the reason why we are in captivity now is because of that, because we stopped bringing the tithes into the storehouse. We're going to break all this down to you. Oh, yeah. Verse 9, now here's the part they don't read. You are cursed with the curse. For ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. What nation? The whole and entire nation of Israel, the kingdom of Israel. Some people say that Yah never called Israel a nation. Yes, he did too. It's a nation. We are 12 tribes, a nation of people, or a kingdom of people. Hallelujah. And he told us again, the preacher's going to go to this one. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. Notice storehouse, storehouse. You can just look at the sound of that and tell that the storehouse is not a bank. Okay, a bank is a storehouse of money. But he said the tithes. We're going to bring to you what tithes are. Just exactly what are tithes, okay? He says to bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat. Notice, meat now. Meat. Not the counting out of dollars, but meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith. Hallelujah, saith Yahweh, said the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. If we had done right, guess what? We would have never seen slavery. We would have never seen captivity. We would have never seen Jim Crow. We would have never seen or heard the name nigger, jig, coon, African-American, porch monkey, and be subjugated and relegated to what? All of the wickedness that's been imposed upon us. In other words, we would have never seen any of the wickedness that we've experienced in the hills of North America, my brothers and my sisters. I'm speaking specifically to Mishpaha. I'm talking to family right now, okay? So others listening in, you all have to pardon me for right now, but I'm taking care of family business, okay? That's just the way it is. I'm not apologizing. I'm not being apologetic. I'm just getting down to business because that's what we need. We need to take care of business. We got a lot of business to take care of, my brothers and my sisters. Yes. Now notice this right here now. If we had continued to what? To bring our tithes, and then say pay the tithes, bring the tithes into the literal storehouse, yes, then hallelujah, praise Yah, we would have forever been blessed. We would have never seen oppression, we would have never seen slavery, we would have never seen any of this. But now, we have to go back now. Now, we're starting here and we're going backwards. In upcoming episodes here, when we're dealing with the same, so I'm going to take you all the way back to Genesis. Oh, yeah, we're going to deal with when Abraham paid a tenth, hallelujah, of his substance under two unto Melchizedek, who happened to have been the king of a place that was called Salem, but it's really Shalom, okay? Hebrew word meaning peace, okay? We're going to go in there and deal with all this. We're going to even deal with when Jacob, the man we came from, hallelujah, gave a tenth of his substance to the place that he had personally met with the Creator. Oh, yeah, well, the Creator let him know, hallelujah, that your name shall no longer be called Yaakov or Jacob, but Yisrael. Oh, yeah, we're going to deal with all that. But first of all, let's go back now and deal with tithes. See, we've already established that it is what? Maaser. Maaser is the tenth. Tenth. But what is it a tenth of, okay? Now, tithes had to be what? Paid in a specific place. Now, before we even arrive in the land that Yah had promised us, which just happened, what happened to have been Israel, let's go back here in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and look at what Yah said was going to happen. This is when we were, you know, had to come out of Egypt, out of Mizraim, our first cousin's land, who had oppressed us, killed us, lynched us, and did all kind of wickedness and evil under us, and Yah sent a deliverer, Moses, to get us out of that mess, okay? Hallelujah. Now, before we even arrived in the land that he promised us, let's look at some of the things he said that we would do when we finally get to this promised land, okay? Deuteronomy chapter 12. Now, this is Moses speaking to our people out in the wilderness of Sinai before we even came into the land or entered into the land. Okay, now this is Moses speaking. Deuteronomy chapter 12, starting at verse 1. These are the statutes and judgments, okay, sections and parts of the law that must be observed in a certain place, which ye shall observe to do in the land. In the land, now land, mark that, because it's very important that we stress this and emphasize this, because this were to be done what? In a certain designated place. Now I've had some people try to rebuttal that and refute and say, no, the earth is Yah's and the fullness thereof, true. But Yah has certain designated places that he conducts his business from. Hallelujah. Which ye shall observe to do in the land which Yahweh, the Elohim of what? Of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it. The words to have the land in your possession, in your ownership, okay? You possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. We were meant to live there in this land that Yah gave us forever. Hallelujah. In this land upon the earth. Ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods or their pagan deities, okay, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Ye shall not do so unto Yahweh your Elohim. In other words, we don't do him like that. We do what he says do. We observe his what? His ways, his laws, statutes, judgments, commandments. He meant for us to obey these. This is what we fail to do, my beloved brothers and sisters. And this is why so much has happened to us, why we've had so much calamity. Our ancestors just wouldn't obey. They wouldn't do right, okay? But look at this now. But unto the place which Yahweh your Elohim shall choose out of all your tribes now to put his name there, even unto this habitation shall ye seek, and thither, meaning there, thou shalt come. And look at what we're going to do. Now, look what we were to do in the land now that he chose to do what? Hallelujah. That he chose to place his name in. And thither shall ye bring your burnt offerings. In other words, you're going to bring this to the place that Yahweh shall choose, okay, to place his name, and your sacrifices and your tithes. Tithes is listed in the what? Things that we were to bring in this place where Yahweh chose to place his name. And heave offerings of your hand and your vows and your free will offerings. And the firstlings of your herds and your flocks. And there ye shall eat before Yahweh your Elohim. Notice you're going to bring the stuff there, but look what you're going to do. You're going to eat it when you bring it before him. And ye shall rejoice, not be sad. Come on, y'all know y'all sad. Y'all had to go in y'all pocket and get that money out and throw it in the collection plate when the priest might bring ye the tithes into the storehouse. In all that you put your hand unto, ye and your household, wherein Yahweh thy Elohim has blessed thee. Read this whole chapter. Read it on out. Because these were the rules and regulations that were to be observed when we were to what? To arrive at our destination, at the land that Yah had promised unto our fathers to give this land unto us, okay? Notice, we're emphasizing tithes. Of all the other things that were to be observed and brought there, tithes was to be done where? In the place which Yah chose to place his name, and that is not everywhere. To my brother Christian preachers and to my mores who call yourself taking tithes, this is not no tithes. Just go ahead and ask the people. You know, you got electric, you sure you got a deal since you got yourself a so-called congregation? Sure. You have rent, you have utilities. Just go and tell them, hey man, y'all give me something to help me. You know, just throw something in there to help, because you help me pay these bills, because you're not taking them no tithes, brother. No, you're not taking no tithes, sister. You're not taking tithes, because tithing is not, that's not how it works and operates. Now, just for since we are setting groundwork for further clarification, let's see, first of all, we're gonna go to this place that Yah identifies and that he says he placed his name, okay? And that's found all over the scriptures. I can take you to many places where Yah identifies his specific location in which he chose to place his name. But for the conservation of time, let's get down to what tithes really are and what they consist of. What is a tithe? I mean, what makes up a tithe? Hallelujah. Okay, the Maaser consists of this. Let's go to, turn in your Bible to Leviticus chapter 27, and for the conservation of time, we're going to start reading at verse 30. Look at this. And all the tithe of the land, not of your pocketbook, not of your purse, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land, look at what tithing is now, of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, fruit of the tree. That's what a tithe is. Is Yahweh's. It is holy. Kodash unto Yahweh. And if a man would at all redeem aught of his tithe, meaning buy back his tithe, okay, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. You add a fifth part of the tithe to the tithe if you're going to redeem it, okay? And concerning the tithe of the herd. What is herd? That's cattle, animals, cows, goats, animal, livestock. This is what you tithe. So the next time your preacher say bring the tithes into the storehouse, bring them. If you happen to live in the country, you got about what? A whole herd of cows out there. Bring him a tenth of the cows into the church. He can't, and you're not being facetious. But see, even at that, you can't even bring them there because that's not the storehouse. Y'all say we were to pay these tithes in the place that he chose to place his name. So if you want to be facetious, I mean, you want to deal with this facetiously, give your reverend pork chop, bring in about 25 or 30 of your cows in there, depending on how many heads of cattle you have, okay, of the herd. Or of the flock, even of whatsoever passes under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto Yahweh. The tenth of what? The fruit of the tree, your vegetation, things that you grow, your increase. This is what the tithe is. This is not money. Now, when we get into this, I'm going to show you how tithes, under what condition, only one condition, that tithes can be converted into money, okay? Excuse me. Hallelujah. He shall not search whether it be good or bad, neither shall he change it. And if he change it at all, then both it and the change thereof shall be holy. It shall not be redeemed. You can't buy that back, see? These are the commandments, which Yahweh commanded Moshe for the children of Israel in Mount Sinai. Only the children of Israel, only our people were commanded to do what? To pay tithes. We are the ones that were commanded to pay tithes. But look what you tithe. You ain't growing nothing. How you going to tithe? And when you convert the tithe into money, which we're going to show you that in our next upcoming episode, my brothers and sisters, we're going to show you what these tithes consisted of and what under what condition were you to convert the tithe into money. And you still brought it, what, into the storehouse? We're going to bring all this out now. And you purchased whatever you wanted to purchase. And, of course, you would invite the Levites and the fatherless, what, and the widow in. Hallelujah, boy. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. To what? Enjoy and to rejoice and to partake. Into what? Into you enjoying your own tithe. Tithe was made for you to enjoy. Hallelujah, my beloved brothers and sisters, people of the nations. We're going to really bust this thing up. So far we've established that tithing consists of what? Things you grow or cattle that you own, the increase of the land of the earth. But this was to be paid in a certain place. As a matter of fact, we got a few minutes. Let me go ahead and establish where we were to bring these tithes. Because notice, we were told to bring the tithes into the storehouse. But notice, the storehouse was located in this place that Yah said he was going to choose to place his name. So we're going to go ahead and set that up. And next time, this coming W day, we're going to continue in on this because we need to get a very, very good understanding of what this is and how this system works. Hallelujah. But it's only for us, the children of Israel. But you cannot do this in captivity. I don't care what you say, Mr. Mores and preachers or whatever the hell y'all call yourself. Y'all wrong. You call yourself taking tithes of people. You're wrong, and I'm going to show you that you're wrong, because if you're not of the tribe of Levi, you can't take tithes anyway. Yes, hold tight. We're going to go ahead and go over here and get this place that Yah established and chose to place his name. Okay, we only have a few minutes left, so I got to get this. In fact, I'm going to come back to this, but let me just skip down. This is going to be 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 6. Of the many places that this is found. But, hallelujah, I have chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there. That's really pronounced Yerushalayim, Yah's city of peace, or the city of Yah. Hallelujah. I have, hallelujah, chosen Jerusalem that my name might be there, and have chosen David to be over my people Israel. My beloved brothers and sisters, meditate and melt on what you've learned so far about tithing, because in these few minutes, you have learned more about tithing. A tithe, what it is, what it consists of, what its original root name is in Hebrew, than you ever learned your whole life in going to church a lifetime. Hallelujah. But there's a whole lot more to this, because this is a very long and involved subject, but yours truly is dedicated, determined to bring you the truth. Well, stay with us again and join us again this coming W Day on what you refer to as Wednesday, as we still continue in the subject of tithe. And I am Yirmiyahu Ben Yisrael on behalf of the Knowledge Suite. We bid you peace and blessings, blessings and peace. Shalom.